Studio Lounge. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
We're talking about innovation regulation, and you were on a panel today. Was it today?
Yesterday, just about what?
Oh.
Half an hour ago.
Oh, okay. So it's still fresh in your mind.
Yes, fresh in your mind. Yes.
So tell me what happened in there, or give me a quick summary, and then we'll dive in a little deeper.
What happened
in there? What is innovation regulation? What do we need to learn about this?
Well, I think the innovation part of it is out of necessity.
Right. Oh, yes. We need to innovate or else we'll be left behind.
Yes. And this is particularly so with very rapid changing environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is complicated by fintechs. And because of this, regulators or regulations of the cooperative need to change.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And I'd like perhaps to share the Singapore experience in this area.
Please.
Yeah. In Singapore experience, the shift is a shift from regulations to co-regulations.
Yeah.
Now, you will probably know that as a regulator, the traditional role of a regulator is often about rules, compliance to rules, educating people to the rules, failing which you face the consequences.
Right.
But under the co-regulation regimes, the regulator need to think of how we're going to enforce the rules. And one best articulation is that the quality assurance need to shift from one of rule-based to one of principle-based.
Ooh, okay. I like that better.
Yeah, and principle-based regulations, and as an illustration, is risk management. In the risk management approach, you do not adopt a one-size-fits-all that apply to all the cooperatives.
Right.
But instead, you apply the solution customized to what the ability of the cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one aspect of the regulator's shift from rule-based to principle.
Wow. So is that happening here in Singapore?
Yes.
We
have implemented the risk management approach.
Okay.
And we tier our cooperative into tier A, tier B, and tier C based on their risk resilience. And if you have a higher risk resilience, we're prepared to give you more space.
I like
that. As compared with people with less resilience.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we still need to protect the interests of the member.
Of course.
By the way, that is also the job of the cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
So protecting the member is not only the job of the regulator. It's equally important.
Even more so, I would think, yeah.
For the cooperative.
So is this happening because technology is moving or innovation in general is moving so fast? Because it sounds like by the time this interview is over, something big will have changed. Like either in the payment space or in mobile, online, or wherever. So, because technology is moving so fast, it's so hard to keep up with. So it sounds like the principle-based regulation is kind of the way to go, because you kind of have to, pardon the term, you have to go with the flow, basically.
Yeah, but the principle-based innovations also assume a few things. It also assume, number one, you know where you want to go. It assume that you have the capability of going where you want to go.
Right.
And that is particularly important, because if you know where you want to go, but if you do not have the professional ability, then it's no longer risk management. It's become reckless.
And we don't want that.
Yes, and we don't want that.
With dealing with members' finances.
And we don't want that. Exactly the point.
Right.
Exactly the point. So, therefore, an important piece of the co-regulation regime is to work out this journey with the cooperative members.
Mm-hmm.
So, in our context, is that in the past, the traditional role of regulator is to educate the cooperative on rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But under the new regimes, it goes beyond educations to one of co-creation. We need to sit down with the cooperative so that together we understand each other, together we understand where we want to go, and together we understand what is needed, including the skill set for us to go where we want.
Well, it's developing a relationship with the regulator
developing
and having them realize what you want to do, and then what you realize what they want to do. So you have to work together in this.
Yes,
definitely.
It's a partnership.
Yep.
Rather than a check and balance.
Because a lot of times when people hear about a regulator or regulations or compliance, they see that the connotation or the underlying meaning is like, gosh, this is going to hold me back from doing what I want to do. So, but in what you're explaining, it's actually beneficial for both parties, right?
Yes. And that's especially so because change. We have a common objective. The common objective is for the regulators and the cooperative. The common objective is how can we better serve the members.
Exactly.
That's the common objective.
Exactly. In a safe and sound way.
In a safe and sound way.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And talking about safe and sound way, the cooperative also have a major responsibility under co-regulation. The cooperative need to ensure that it constantly has the ping of health. And to do that, for example, we do have code of governance. And the code of governance are co-creations between the regulators and the cooperative, captured all the best practices. So that with that list of best practices, the checklist, you can then, from time to time, do your own healthcare checks.
Oh, really?
Check your blood pressure, check your heartbeat, check your sugar level. But in terms of code of governance, it's about checking your leaderships, checking your internal control, checking your disclosure if there's conflict of interest. And with this ability to self-check, it's an important discipline under co-regulation.
Well, there's a lot of trust involved, don't you think?
Of course.
A lot of trust
A lot of trust involved. But we always believe regulations start with self first. Another group of people will have also an important role to play. And that is the apex organizations.
Okay.
So in Singapore, our cooperative belong to a federation. In this case, it's a Singapore National Cooperative Federation. And we need to partner with them because they have responsibility to make sure that the member do well, as much as we have responsibilities.
Of course.
One innovation, remember I say that cooperative must have the capability to do where they want to do, go where they want to go. And this is, the innovation is of a minimum competency standard. Now, we set the standard together, but more importantly, the federation and us partner in bring the cooperative along the journey. And our idea is this: we set standard and we don't leave you alone. We set standard, we work with the federations, and we make a promise: no one shall be left behind.
Oh, good. And now, are the standards, are they dynamic? Can they change over time? Because we're talking about the most consistent thing in life is change.
Yes.
We all know that.
Yes.
But so in this case, in the standard, they would have to change with the innovation, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The standards, the bar for the standards will go with the journey.
Yeah.
One example of a standard is financial understanding. And the baseline of the standard is 101. But when we achieve 101 and as we move into more complex work, leveraging, for example, on fintechs, we need to move our financial literacy to 202. And when we achieve 202 and we decided to go to space that we have not gone before, we need a standard of 303.
Right, right.
So fully agree with you.
Yeah.
The standard need to evolve with change.
And that's the word I was looking for, evolve. Yeah.
And it need to evolve in where we want to go.
Love it, love it. Gosh, so where do we go from here? Oh, the other question I want to ask you is this happening in other areas of the world? I mean, Singapore, it sounds like you guys are doing a great job in this area. So is it happening in other parts of the country or in the world?
Yeah, I must say that the concept of co-regulations in component forms, yes, it happened in all over the world. And we do go around the world to learn from our fellow cooperative, our fellow regulators. But I think what is the strength of our system is that we pull it together as the entire ecosystems. And therefore, the last part of the co-regulation involves also the member themselves.
Of course.
So what's the biggest challenge of the members? The biggest challenge of the member is some of them are not sophisticated members. Therefore, if you give them a financial statement, they will have difficulty reading the financial statements. But if you can have a template and you simplify it with infographics, that make members able to understand the cooperative better.
You're right.
They will then participate in decision making even better.
Yeah. Oh, I totally agree with you.
So, if in a nutshell, if you look at the entire co-regulation regimes, is an ecosystemic approach to regulations. But actually, this is not new.
It's not new.
It's not new.
Oh, really?
It go back to what? The principle. In fact, it's back to basic. Back to basic, what the cooperative is all about.
Right, right, okay.
Because at the end of the day, the cooperative is about for the member, by the member, with them.
Yeah.
And that's what this co-regulations has the spirit on.
Fantastic. That's a great message to end on. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Awesome, awesome. Dr. Eng Haksang? In the studio lounge. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right.
And welcome to Singapore.
I love it here. I love it.